Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. My series, Jesus' Final Week, will soon be over. So today, I have a story from inside Jerusalem, the place where Jesus has been traveling to. It has been a tedious journey, with numerous miraculous healings and even raising a man from the dead. So let's step into my story. Jesus had slipped into the city of Jerusalem. It was the time of the Feast of the Dedication during the winter months. The crowd cornered him at the temple in the patio of Salome. The crowd was murmuring, "How long will you keep us in suspense? Are you the Christ? Tell us plainly." "I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name, these testify to me. But you do not believe, because you're not one of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will not perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." They picked up stones, and some shouted at Jesus, "We're going to stone you, not because of your good work, but because for your blasphemy. You, being a man, have made yourself out to be God." "Wait a minute. Has it not been written in your law, 'I said you are gods'? If he called them gods, to whom the word of God came and scriptures cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, 'You are blaspheming because I said I am the Son of God'? If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do them, you do not believe me. Believe in the works, so that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father." They raised their stones, yet he eluded their grasp. He headed out towards the Jordan River, and many followed and listened to his teachings. As you listen to the story, I hope you caught on that there are many Jewish people in the crowd, and not just the Jewish leaders, that want to see Jesus dead. Yet, once again, he evaded them and he slipped out of Jerusalem. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.